Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear from Dr. Mercedes Morales-Alemán, an assistant professor of community medicine and population health who works with physicians at University Medical Center. Dr. Morales-Alemán will tell us about the research she's doing to improve maternal health outcomes for African-American women in rural Alabama. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Mercedes Morales-Alemán, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm a big fan of moms. I have one, had one, I'm married to one. We've got to find ways of taking care of all moms during pregnancy and afterwards. That's a challenge and one of the reasons you're doing research. What is the crux, the main mission of your research?
So what we're trying to achieve is to improve the maternal health outcomes of Black women in Alabama. And African-American or Black women are disproportionately affected by maternal mortality. They have higher rates. And the issues around that are really around social determinants of health. So things like there not being enough doctors in certain communities, and transportation issues. So our approach is to combine the evidence that we have from many years of scientific studies around telemedicine, home visit programs, and also team-based care, so those three together, to create a new program that would try to empower moms through their pregnancy and postnatal periods.
Is the initial contact with these mothers to let them know that help is coming, help is on the way, we're trying to do a better job of serving the underserved? Is communicating that message to them one of your first challenges so that they'll know where to go to get proper care?
Absolutely. So where the moms would learn about this opportunity would be from their OB providers. And they would be given the option to, in their third trimester, to enroll in this program where they would receive these home visits. And during those home visits, there would be certain components to it, including they would work with the nurse who would come for the home visit to create a maternal health plan so that together they could figure out what some of the health goals are for that mom. So for instance, if she's interested in trying to manage her weight better, then that's something that they could work together during those home visits, and that would go in that maternal health plan. That's something that would also be shared with their OB provider so that if there are any concerns, they could communicate through the patient portal or email to work toward their goals together. And then there would also be patient education that would happen during those visits, as well as the usual things that happen in a prenatal visit, like measuring the belly and taking a blood pressure.
I would assume, too, that throughout the pregnancy, all the way through, diet and supplemental vitamins that a young woman, or a woman generally, may not know about would be part of this nurse visit as well?
Absolutely. So one of the first things that happens as part of these visits is that the nurse will have a conversation with the mom to better gauge her level of knowledge and self-efficacy around taking care of her health throughout her pregnancy period. And of course, being on prenatal vitamins is going to be really important. Making sure that she's doing her kick counts to make sure that the baby is moving and healthy. Those kinds of things will be a part of this program.
I would assume comfort level is very important. Will it be best down the road for the same person to visit an expectant mother where they don't have to get used to a new person all the time, but that person might be assigned to them? When possible, would that be a practical thing to do?
Yes, that is the goal, for there to be a partnership between the person who's conducting the home visits and that mom, and to build that relationship and rapport, we definitely want to keep it the same person.
Expectant mothers who have full coverage insurance and live near a wonderful medical center are blessed, and that's great. But we have to pay for care for all expectant moms. Who could our viewers think about speaking to about, I want this kind of a program supported? If it's tax dollars, if it's grants, whatever it is, this is important and really financially smart for all of us to take care of all expectant moms. Who will be approving the money to make sure this is done properly?
Mm-hmm. So currently this pilot is being funded by HRSA, which is a federal organization. And if folks are interested and move to advocate for this, definitely with their local representatives and policymakers, as well as with their federal representatives, would be the people to talk to.
Your last question, you're doing your research now. Will this be ongoing for a year or two or for a long, long time to stay on top of this and changing trends? Or is there kind of an end date for the initial research?
So our hope is to build on this initial pilot data and scale it up and continue hopefully for many years. Right now, the work is definitely going to go on through the end of this year as we complete our pilot period and roll out the initial version of the program. Then we'll take whatever it is that we learn from that version and create a scaled up version where we can provide the program for many more people, hopefully. And as we move, as we make that transition, our hope is to start training folks from these rural communities so that they can be the ones who are providing this kind of support and these kinds of home visits, nurses' aides in particular.
I can't imagine anyone not being 100% behind healthy moms, healthy babies, healthy moms after birth as well. And that's much of what all of your research and your efforts are about. Thank you for sharing with us today. We wish you the best fortune and luck as you go forward with this research.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.